Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group here at BDO. Retail media networks have taken off in a digital way. Digital channels are moving from screens to store aisles. With advances in precision marketing, geolocation data, and real-time in-store analytics, retailers can serve highly targeted messages at the exact moment shoppers are making decisions. Today, we're joined by Shauna Wager, Managing Director in our Enterprise Business Solutions Group, to break down what in-store retail media really means, how it works, and where it's headed next. Welcome back to the show, Shauna.
Thank you. Very good to be here.
Terrific. Shauna, so for listeners who may not be familiar with newer in-store RMN capabilities, or as we call it, retail media network capabilities, can you give us a quick overview of what's in-store retail media actually is, and what does that include?
Sure. So it's a very interesting concept, and it's one that's really taking hold. So it's store retail media, also in-store retail media, or as you refer to it, retail media networks. And what it means is that digital and data-driven advertising experiences that happen inside a physical store versus outside, using outside agencies or outside networks. And it's using screens, sensors, data systems, any dynamic content that will influence shoppers. And this is the important key, at the point of purchase. So it's right in the store. You might see it on the end caps. You might see digital screens or smart displays throughout the store, aisle screens, checkout lane screens, digital shelf edge displays, even smart carts, that kind of thing. So it's kind of the new frontier a little bit. They're shifting from fixed schedules to dynamic responsive content. And it's driven by things like where you are. You mentioned geolocation, where you are, what your shopping habits are, inventory levels, demand and merchandising priorities within the store. Loyalty figures into this, and then time of day or like traffic patterns, all that kind of stuff. And what it does is it eliminates waste, it eliminates impressions, and it makes in-store advertising more relevant and profitable than your outside sources. Consumers listen. 34% say they consider products after hearing an in-store ad versus things they did before. A little bit more. I know we're going a little long on this question here, but I recently read in an industry report that the spend is actually expected to more than double over the next 4 years, which is huge for this in-store media move. The report itself emphasized how technologies, especially digital shelves, cooler door displays, and some end cap signage, that sort of play, how they're transforming the store into more of, think of it as a dynamic experience within the store as you're shopping. And why they're doing it? Publications discuss retail media economics, where retailers typically earn, and most retailers will confirm this, 2 to 4% on a product, right? So when you look at the margins on ad delivery with in-store media, it's like 50 to 90%. It's a huge gap and it's a huge jump. So that's why they're diving into that.
So maybe let's take that a little step further, right? And we know that personalization is so critical today. You know, there's AI involved, and of course, you know how much I love to talk about AI, but personalization is critical to today's consumer. So how are retailers integrating real-time data from the in-store environment to really deliver a more precise, personalized ad experience at the shelf?
So I like to read articles. So I was reading another Retail Insights article that highlighted how retailers now connect real-time inventory levels, shopper traffic, and they dwell on time to trigger with dynamic screen content. So in other words, if a product sells out, the screen, you have to think about this from the perspective of the retailer, the screen instantly flips to the next best alternative. And AI helps to bridge merchandising and marketing to reduce the waste of impressions and to not make those mistakes that we may do in a static environment where they're putting up things that either we don't have or that aren't as profitable for the organization. So real-time data is how they're achieving this. And those are the important nuggets. Real-world example, let's think about like during the first warm weekend in spring. Talk a lot about weather. I don't know why it consumes me. But if a crowd gathers in the outdoor living aisle or like home improvement store, right, the screens could automatically shift to grilling accessories or getting ready for the summer, outdoor patio furniture. And if they really know, you know, what's their inventory levels are and also what's going to be a push, they can actually orchestrate that push. So it's really taking advantage of all the data and insights that we know and really connecting the dots and integrating that into the store experience.
I just find that all so incredibly fascinating. But maybe if we take it another step further, right? So then how does the in-aisle digital media influence shopper decision making differently than the traditional static signage? And I know, so you talked about that it's not static anymore, it's dynamic. Why is that making a difference?
Well, humans are influenced easily at times. And we know this, and all retailers know this based on end caps and, you know, as you're going through the checkout lane, those last minute buys that aren't necessary, but people do buy them, right? So I want to say, I'm not sure which research report I read, but it spouted some stat like 37 to 40% of shoppers have bought something promoted through in-store media. 54% of them rated discounts and promotions as the most valuable content, right? Shoppers love value. If I go to a store, say a craft store with a coupon, and I know I get this coupon every week, I'm going to use that coupon, but that is for things I've already decided that I am going to buy, right? But there may be other things in my mind that are essentials that I'm waiting on or that I want to purchase. And if I was in store and saw that flash on the screen, it's going to tip me again at the point of purchase to buy that sooner rather than later. So, you know, digital media adapts in real time and it can influence any decision right when we're at the point where we're going to decide to purchase. And it also allows us to compare product over product. Like maybe we were set on this product, this brand, this thing, and then all of a sudden we're like, oh, now that I see this, I might go this way. Big example, I was at a store with my husband the other day and we were looking, we're trying to drink more water. So we were looking at digital water and how many of us have been there. And it's like, there are 18 million different kinds of water, sparkling, still, whatever, just a lot of different choices. And he's an In-N-Out kind of guy. And I'm kind of like to linger a little bit. So there was some digital display on a new type of water promoted, and that nudged us to just grab that water and go. So it's things like that that you're going to see that help. And you don't get that power. You don't get the interactivity. I think it also drives connection. People love connection. A static ad or something you saw in the past does not drive that connection.
Definitely. So personalized, taking a step further or two steps further, can sometimes be viewed by a consumer as stalkish. And we've all had many discussions about that. So how can retailers implement this new technology and make sure that the consumer does not feel like they're being stalked?
So the basic RMN strategy, the basics, we're talking about not really pulling in loyalty yet. But when we talk about this, what we really want to keep our mindset on is staying grounded in context, but not identity, right? So this may be counterintuitive, but we want to use anonymous environment signals like foot traffic, maybe like without knowing who the shopper is, where people are going, what things are selling the quickest, the most, the best, brands that are more active than others. It does a lot of things for the retail outlet themselves. It allows them to position others that aren't moving. It allows them to go back to certain retailers and try to help activate products. There's a lot of things that we can do, but the big no-no is creating that identity before we've actually asked for that identity and had that handshake where someone says, yeah, you can know who I am. So I'll just say that one more time. It's context, not identity, and being grounded in that for just the basics for RMN.
Yes. So keeping with that, and as we wrap up with our last question here, quickly, what is the next evolution of in-store retail media? Is it more personalization, more automation, deeper integrity with loyalty data? Where do you see this going next?
So what analysts are predicting for the industry is probably rapidly scaling in-store screen networks across things like grocery, general merchandising, and convenience. But what I will say is that retailers are going to begin competing for brand budgets. And that's where I think we're going to see kind of the biggest shift and the biggest move. I also think predictive is going to be a big thing as well. So predictive intelligence is where AI is going to leap in. It'll read micro patterns in shopping behavior. So we'll be able to see those little small things that cue up to like the media before the shopper actually even arrives. And the stores are going to feel adaptive and almost intuitive. And it's better than a guess. Like right now, you know, next best offer is all over the place, right? And that's great. But these are going to feel more intuitive and more personal. So I think that's what's coming. That's the big next wave.
Yeah, and I agree with you on the predictive analytics. In fact, we have a whole episode on predictive analytics. So hopefully our listeners will tune into that as well. Shauna, thank you so much for joining us today and really helping us demystify how in-store retail media is evolving. As retailers experiment with richer, personalized experiences in the store, the key will be delivering value without crossing into experiences that feel intrusive or stalked, as we mentioned earlier. If you found this episode to be insightful, please share it with your colleagues and marketing leaders at your organization. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.